Okay, today's daf is Krisa's daf Yud Ches. Krisa Yud Ches, today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aharon, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site. Thank the sponsorship in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aharon, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site. Thank you very much. Okay, we continue with Krisa's Yud Ches. We'll start with the second to last line on Yud Zayin and Beis. We are within the second shita of explaining the Shita of Rav. We had a machlokas yesterday, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. When does one chayiv to bring an Asham Talui? Is one chayiv to bring an Asham Talui even if there is only one piece of meat? If there's a safek and you have one piece of meat, you're not sure if it's kosher or not kosher, if it's chalev or shuman and somebody eats it. So then what happens if there is a safek? So they're chayiv an Asham Talui or not? Or do we say that no, one requires chaticha mishte chatichos. One requires two pieces of meat. One kosher, one non-kosher. I ate one, and I don't know which one I ate. So there were three reasons why you would have such a requirement that there are two pieces of meat. Number one, we said maybe it's just based on a pasuk. Rav Asi Savar and Rav Chiya Bar Rav, they had a machlokas. So Rav Chiya Bar Rav had said, Yeshem Lamikra, and you go by how it is read. It's read mitzvos. Right, achas ben mitzvos, it's plurals, therefore you need two, gzeros hakasav. Second opinion was that, no, towards the bottom, the reason was given was because it's possible, efshar levarer isuro. It's possible that one day this would become clear, you would find out which of these pieces was really kosher, which was not kosher, and why would that be a requirement for Asham Tali? Because as the Rishonim have quoted the Gemara that's going to come up later, Asham Talui protects me from Yisurin in the interim. And therefore, if I can call this an interim, so then Asham Talui is going to work. And that's why, Ef Shalavar Yisur, if there's still one piece of meat left, I'll find out which one this was. And then Memela, I'll know what the first one was. But if it's Ef Shalavar, if it's one piece of meat and I ate it, then I will never find out whether it was kosher or not kosher. So then maybe Asham Talui can't give you a permanent kapara. You're right, it might come out. In a regular case of Asham Talui, you'll never find out. But at least it's possible that you might find out. But if it's impossible that you'll ever find out because the piece of meat was already eaten, so then that Asham Talui, that's not a kapara, that it is in its realm. And therefore, one would require chaticha achatz b'shei chatichos. That was svara number two. So we're within that discussion. The Gemara asked towards the bottom, what's the difference between the two svaras? So we said, let's start from there. Four lines from the bottom. Ma'ika be'taima d'rava la'taima d'rabzeira. What's the difference between the two svaras of chaticha achatz b'shei chatichos? Ika b'naya k'zai esu mechza. What if you have one and a half? You don't have two, you have one and a half. And you ate a k'zayis. So you have to eat a kezayis in order to be chayev. So li rava leka mitzvos. According to Rava, you would not be chayev in Asham Tali. According to the first svara, why? Because mitzvos is plural. Yeshem lemikra. You don't have two here. You only have one and a half. Upater l'Reb Zera efshalavar isura. But according to Reb Zera, even if you only have a half left, you could figure it out which was kosher, which was not kosher, and therefore you would be chayev. We're going to have a third svara coming up. But the Gemara asked the same three or four questions on each of the svaras, how they work it out. And here we go with the second set. Eisvei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Koi, Chayavin al Chelbo, Asham Tali. When there's a difference in halacha between the chaylev of a chaya and the chaylev of a behema, a koi is a suffix. So Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, you're chayav Asham Tali if I eat the chaylev of a koi. So I'm not sure if it's a chaya or a behema. But one second, koi is similar to chaticha achas. Because you'll never find out. Never find out about a koi. Well, we ought to say, oh, you might have shalafara because Mashiach might come. No, koi is an inherent suffix. And therefore, you're not going to find out. You don't worry, think about Mashiach in this case. So the Gemara says, isn't this a raya against? Because this is saying chaticha achas, b'shiach chaticha, right? It's if shalavari sura and you're still chayav. Amalei Rebbe Eliezer might argue. We're talking about like the Shita of the Rabbanan, but Rebbe Eliezer might argue. You don't need Efshel Avarer E Suro. He holds the concept of Asham Talui. He might hold, number one, you only need Chaticha Achas, or you might hold a different Svara. Even if you need Shei Chatichos, you might hold a different Svara, and which would be good enough with just this case. Esvei, another kasha, safek, bein tishal arishon, o bein shival achron. If there is a baby born, what happened? A man died without children, so his brother married his wife, did the mitzvah of Yibum, and then 7 months later, there's a baby, a couple months later, there's a baby born. They didn't wait the requisite time in order to have havchana, like the Gemara says in Yevamos. That's why even Bizman Hazem, when we do Chalitza, we do it on day 91. Right, we do that because Yeshna b'Yibam, Yeshna b'Chalitza, we compare Yibam and Chalitza, and even though Chalitza is not going to be any Bia taking place, but we still wait the amount of time for Havchana. So here, let's say... And also, you want to know, Lamaisa, you want to know who the...
No, Chalitza at all, there's a baby.
Even if there's no...
If there's a baby, there's no Chalitza at all.
If there's a baby, there's no Chalitza at all. But even if you know for sure, let's say the woman is... 88 years old, and her husband has been away, we still wouldn't do it because of low plug. We always do Afghana. So let's say there's a baby born, you're not sure who is the real father. So the issue is that the brother who did Yiba might have violated the Isser Bishogeg, he wasn't sure, or he violated this at the Rabbanan of Afghana, but he's not yet sure who the father is, and whether he violated the Isser of Eshes Ach. So, what's the halacha? So, if a Tish Larishan or Betshiva La'ach wrote, Yotzi Vahavla Kasher, he has to divorce his wife, they have to get divorced, but the Vlad is kosher, because maybe it is from the second marriage. Even though it's a Safik Chayvi Krisus, maybe the baby is from the second marriage. Maybe it's from the first marriage. From the second marriage, it would be a Mamzer. If it's from the first marriage, the Vlad is kosher anyway. The Vlad is kosher anyway. But even though it might have been an Isser Karis relationship, but still, it doesn't make a difference, because if it's from the first marriage, then the baby was there already, and the relationship was be'isser, but the baby was not affected. If it's from the second one, then it was a mitzvah. Right? So, then either way, the v'lad is kasher. It's really not such a chiddush that the Brice is telling me that, but that's what the Brice says. V'lad kasher, v'chayv b'asham talui. But it says, v'chayv b'asham talui. Again, this will never be found out. It will never be Efshel Avari Suro, so why should it be Chayv Ben Hashem Tali? So the Gemara says, Hamani Rebbe Eliezer Hi. Okay, this is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. This does not require Efshel Avari E Suro, period. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, just to give you one source related to it, big discussion in the Achronim about the Mitzvah of Yibum. It sounds here that we do the Mitzvah of Yibum just in case we wait, but whether the Mitzvah of Yibum we know is an Asay and a Los Asay. Right? It's an Asay of Yibum and a Los Asay Pashas of Eishes Ach. Usually, we don't say Asi Docha Lo Sase when it comes to Chayvi Krisus. Asi Docha Lo Sase She'ein Bo Karis. Usually. Right? Usually, what are the Yisurim that we use Asi Docha Lo Sase for? We use it for Shatnez. We use it for cutting off a piece of Tsara'as. We use it for Lavim. We don't use it for Lav She'ish Bo Karis. So here, it's obviously not just a normal case of Asi Docha Lo Sase. It's inherent. The Torah says it explicitly. If you look at in the Rav Salvechik's Sefer that came out last year on Yevamos in Rishima Shiurim, this is the first piece. Dav Beis and Yevamos, this is the first discussion. Yesh la'ayin. Ha'im. How do we look at the mitzvah of Yibum relating to the Isser of Eishes Ach? Is it what we would call Hutra or Dechuya? As we have in other contexts. That's my Erev Pesach connection for today. Right? Tumma Hutra B'tzibur. Or Tumma Dechuya B'tzibur. We have it in that context in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, when we say that if Rov Bnei Yisrael are Tamei, they're allowed to do the Karei Pesach, is that because we push off the Isser? It exists, but it's pushed off. Dechuya B'tzibur, or is it Hutra B'tzibur? It's as if the Isser doesn't exist when it comes to the mitzvah of Avoda. So V'yesh Lion here too. I mean, Isser, the Eishes Ach, Havi Hutra Dechuya. The Yinei Matzina, B'kama Duchti, Shakshatora Materis Isser, B'pnei Mitzvah, Shahetr Chal, Omidin Hutra, Omidin Dechuya. And he quotes the Lamashal, B'din to Gemar, Tum Hutra B'tzibur, Dechuya B'tzibur. And also the Machlokas, he quotes between Rashi, he tells us in Brachas Daf Chaf, about Tumas Kohen Gadol, V'nazir, L'meis Mitzvah. You know, if a Nazir is walking down the street, if a Kohen Gadol is walking down the street, they see a Meis Mitzvah, they have to bury them. So is that Hutra and Dechuya? So that also is a context of Tumah. Or we have it by Sakanas Nefashas on Shabbos. Whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Dechuya Eitzel Shabbos. Again, all the Nafkaminas are how rigid do you have to be doing the Heter, do you have to bend over backwards not to rely on the Heter? Do you have to try to do it like the Rav Machlokes B'Chav the Ramon Shabbos with a Goy, with a Shinui, or just do it Hutra Dechuya? That's the issue. So the Rav quotes, again, it's 5 pages long, but the Rav quotes the first source is Rashi in Parshas Yisro, where Rashi says, on Zachar v'shamor, b'divur echa ne'emru. What does that mean? Kosh yeshno b'zachir, yeshno b'shmir, yeshno b'zachira. V'chein v'achal lehem mos yumas, uv'yam ha-shabash, ne'kvasim. It was said, b'dibur echad. Hashem said, Zachar v'shamar, Hashem said two things at the same time, what we can't even understand. Do the avodah, keep Shabbos. Lo til v'shanis, m'dilam ta'asalacha. V'chein, ervas eisha sachicha, yivama yavo aleha. He quotes that as one of the exceptions, and one of the isurim that is batur. Hushanemar, achazibra lakim, shtayim zushamati. So what do you see, what does it sound like from that Rashi? The fact that it was said, b'dibur echad, sounds like hutra. Again, it's not a raya machrachas, but it sounds like kutra. In the fact that Torah gave these mitzvahs together, they're saying the losa say it sounds like there is a limit, a built-in limit in the iser that when the mitzvah applies, there is no iser. And that's the formulation of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel about ase and losa say. That's what it sounds like if you put it in the in these examples that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, b'dibur echad. Then he discusses, interestingly, why are only these examples given? Why don't he just say, all asidocha los ases? So he suggests that, no, these examples are mefurish. Maybe examples that are mefurish in the Torah, based on smichas ha-psukim, based on other ideas. So that's where we're going to say hutra. Shebekarbanas hayom, kilayim betzitzes, beyibum, hayetr mefurish batorah, v'chal be'etzam pashas iser. Ubemakam shehetr chal be'etzam pashas iser, harechal midin hutra. But regular asi dochalos say, let's say, doing kisui hadam on yantif, those aren't said beferish in the Torah connected to each other, and therefore maybe that would have to be dechuya instead, because that's not mefurish in the Torah. There are many examples given throughout the Maseches Yevamos that we discuss. The sheet of Abishol. Abishol says if anybody's does yibum for the wrong reasons, l'shum noi ki l'pogeh be'erva, v'karo b'enai lios havlan mamzer, shemitzvah yibum dechuya, l'pashas he holds, it is dechuya, if you say Kavana plays such an integral role. Okay, so this is a huge issue, but Agamar brought it up here. If somebody did Yibum, in a case where it might not have had the mitzvah of Yibum, so the Vlad is going to be Kasher Mimanashach, but the Isser might have been violated, and he brings it up Tali, the Gemara says, at least according to Rebbe Eliezer. Weiter. So a third line, Esve. Another question that came up yesterday. Esve, Nimsa al Shalop. The Bach changes the order. Nimsal shalot tamei and v'chayav and karban. If a woman sees dam after she is together with her husband. So the question is, where did the dam come from? And when did it come? Right, we assume it came possibly, not a vade assumption, from the maisabia. Maybe she was pirsanida while they were together, or right before they were together, and therefore they violated a chai of krisos b'shogeg. So, nimsal shalom, if the blood is found on him, yeah, there's no chiv to check anything. No chiv to check anything. So there is something in the bizman ha-shulchan aruch, and maybe, again, it's a question about how this is applied bizman hazeh in terms of Bedikas at the beginning of one's relationship, but again, it's a big shiloh about Bizman Hazeh. But anyway, Nimsal Shelo, Tamei V'Chayev Makarban. If unexpectedly there is dam found on something of his, so then there's Tuma, because we assume it is from her, V'Chayev Makarban, and they are Chayev to bring a Karban, because they violated Nisr Nida B'Shogeg. Nimsal Shelo, but if it's found on her, so then the shayla is, maybe it came on her after the husband and the wife were together. So, nimsal shalah la'achar zman, if it's found after a certain amount of time, tamei and misafek, u'patur min ha-karbon. So then they are tamei misafek, because you don't know when, but they're pater min ha-karbon. What does pater min ha-karbon mean? Pater from achatas, because you don't know. It's a suffix. V'tani alav chayev mashem tali. But again, it says chayev mashem tali. And again, this is a case where one is not going to figure it out. There's no efshel levarer isura. So our answer is hamani Rebbe Eliezer he. Right? Hamani Rebbe Eliezer he. So that's why also one wouldn't require efshel levarer isura. Period. Halacha l'maisa, again, that's why the poskim say that a woman, because of this issue, that there shouldn't be b'dikas the second right after the husband and the wife are together, because you don't want to get into any issues of possibilities of when she became a nida or not. So that's why there's always a delay time before anything else happens. Okay, before any bedikas are done or any checking is done. Okay, Weiter. Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravu, Amar Rav, Hayu Lefanav Sheikhatichos. This is the third opinion now. We have the first two opinions on the basis. Now the third opinion, why you would need Chaticha Achas B'Sheikhatichos. This is the most famous opinion. And the one that's normally quoted, and it's quoted in other Gemaras as well. What is the Shita? Hayu Lefanav Sheikhatichos, Achas Shechilav, Achas Shumon. Two pieces of fat. One kosher fat, one non-kosher fat. The achal achas behen vein yodei meizem ein achal, and somebody eats one of them. Chayiv is chayiv. Chaticha, one chaticha. Savik shel chelav, savik shel shuman. The achla pater. Somebody just eats one piece of meat, so one piece of fat. So he's going to be pater. Omer Rav Nachman, my time with the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Kasavar shtei chatichos, ikva isura. Chaticha achas, lo kava isura. Ikve Isura. What does that mean? The Isser has been set. The Isser is here, is part of it. When there are two pieces of meat and there is vadai something not kosher here, that makes it a more serious situation. If there's one piece, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not kosher. So it's not as serious. It's a different type of halachic status. Why? Even if it's the same chances, the same percentages. What if it's 50-50, this is this one piece of meat, and it's 50-50 in the other case? Same percentage, doesn't matter about the same percentages. If it's what is called ikva isura, you know there was isur here, vadai. You just don't know if it's what you ate or not, so then that makes it a more serious issue. And therefore, that's what you would need Ashram Tali for. Only for ikva isura. If it's low ikva isura, then that's too little of a, too, it's not as serious as one would need it for the requirement of Ashram Tali. So my ikka, so now we say, okay, my ikka, be nikva isura, l'shiyev shalavara isure. And what's the difference between all three shitas? What's the nafkamita? We had an nafkamita between number one and number two. What's the nafkamita between one and two and three? Ikka b'nai, the following case. Could go to shayilapan of sheikha tichos, acha shachelav, acha shalshuman. If you have two pieces, and then uba oved kochavim, va'acha sarishona. A non-Jew comes and eats the first piece. Uba yisrael, va'acha zashniya. And then a Jew comes to eat the second piece. So what's the halacha in that case? Is the Jew chayav to bring a carbon ashram talui? So li Rava leka mitzvos. According to Rava, when the Jew eats the piece of chelev or shuman, it's not a fulfillment of the pasuk mitzvos. Be'idno de achal Yisrael. There's no mitzvos when he ate it. He's going to be pater. Li Rav Zeira number two ef shalavari sure. It'll never be ef shalavari, and therefore you're going to be pater too. L'Rav Nachman, ikva yisura. According to Rav Nachman, no, this was a situation where there was Isser. So therefore it was already considered serious enough a situation for Hashem Talui, and therefore that didn't change once the non-Jew ate the first piece of meat. Period. That's the Nafka Bina. Now we have the same three cases brought to try to ask on Rabbi Nachman, and we're going to answer it the same way, almost. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yezer, Omer, Kai Chayvan Avchal, Bo Hashem Talui. Well, as it says, a koi is chayav as chayav Hashem talui. Aye, it's not ikvi sura, because maybe a koi is chayav is not asur. Shabbal Yezer, lo boy kvi sali sura. Rabbi doesn't hold that, all of that, so he doesn't hold the veshalavari sura, according to that opinion. According to this opinion, he doesn't hold the ikvi sura. As every opinion will say, Rabbi Lazar holds otherwise. Esve, same as before. Sami ben tes l'rishon. O ben zayin la'achron, yotzi v'avad kasher, v'chayavin b'ashem talui. So Gemara answers again, Hamani, Rabbi Lazar, he. Same thing. A third try. Esve, nimsa al shalot, tamein v'chayavin b'karban. Nimsa al shalot, osoyom means immediately, tamein v'chayavin b'karban. They're both tamei, and they're chayav to bring a karban chatas. Nimsa al shalot, but if it's found on her, so lachar zman, tamei and misafik, upturban a carbon. It's tamei, misafik, upturban a carbon. It's a safik, therefore she's tamei, we should need the misafik, and paturban a carbon, because we don't know if it came after the maisabia. Vitani alavach, I have mashem talui. Same thing, you see there's an mashem talui, and this is a case of lo ikva isura, because there's no vadai isser here. So here, what would we expect in the next line? Ah, oh, that's Rebbe Lezer! But for some reason, we don't get that here. Right, we already had that. This is the third time around. That's what we were expecting. For some reason, Ishtik Rav Nachman does not give the answer. Rav Nachman does not say, oh, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Lobasar Danafak, after the questioner left, Amar, Rav Nachman says to himself, my time alo Amrili, why didn't I answer to Hamani Rabbi Meir? Why didn't I answer? That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Lobai Kviusali Surah. I don't know why I didn't answer. It's Rabbi Meir Shita, who holds that you don't need kfiyas l'iser. Which Rabbi Meir? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hashochet Asham Talui Bachutz. If somebody shechs in Asham Talui Bachutz, there was, this is a daraisa of Shchut Echutz. So if I take a real hardcore Vaday Karban Bachutz, so I'm going to be Chayiv. I have a karis b'mezid and a chad b'shokin because it's of shchut echutz. But that's by a chatos and an asham and an ol and a shlamim. What about asham tali? It's only brought al safik. So is that a serious enough of a karban? Maybe it's chut. Maybe I'm not chayiv it. Maybe I shouldn't have to be bringing this karban. It's only a safik. Maybe I'll find out tomorrow that I didn't do the avera. So what if I'm shokin asham tali b'chutz? That's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir's mechayiv anyway. No. This is what the Torah says you have to do in this situation, and therefore the motivation might have been suffik, but the chiyuv is vaday. It's a chiyuv Hashem Talib, but Torah is vaday in a situation of suffik. And therefore Meir would say, you're chayiv. Vachachamim potrin. The Chacham say, no, you're potter. It's not strong enough. So there, what do you see from there? Rabbi Meir is mechayiv, so he says, just like Hashem Talib is serious enough, this is what the svar seems to be. It's serious enough to be chayav rashav talui, even though it is only brabishim safek. So it must be strong enough, even if you only have a safek and you don't need a chaticha achas b'shei chatichos. Right? The gemara, it's a jump, but the gemara is putting those two things together. If it's enough for shchut echutz, it would be enough for our case as well. So Rabbi Nachman just wonders. I should have said it was Rabbi Meir Shita. I should have said. I don't know why I didn't say it. So, semicolon. The Gemara says, but 1 second, why don't we just get the same answer as we did before? Says Rebbe Elazar Shita. So, Hakamashla, there may have Shita's Rebbe Elazar Kai. Okay, the Chiddush is that Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Eliezer. And therefore, they both would hold that you don't have such a requirement. Period. Stop there. There's a little difficult Rivet, where the Rivet asks on the Rambam, in Hilchos Maisa Karbonis. The Rambam holds in Maisa Karbonis, Ashem Talui, V'chadas Of, Habal Safik, Sheikrivan Bachutz, Patur. The Rambam Pasuk is like the Rabbanan Pashtus. Ashram Talui, Shchut Echutz, Vashem Talui is Patur. Shaharei Lo Nikva Ha'Isser. Because Lo Nikva Ha'Isser, that's the Rambam. The Ravid says, I have no idea where the Rambam got this from. I have no idea. Where did I get this from? And the Tosefta even says just the opposite. So all the Kesef Mishnah and others wonder, isn't it? It's the first Gemara in Krisos right here. Shitas Chachamim. So it's a little difficult. Did the Ravid not have this Girsa in our Gemara? But the Ravid says, Lo yadati me'ayin hotzizeh. And he even quotes a fascinating Tosefta, where the Tosefta is mechalek between Asham Talui and Chatas Ha'of Habal Safik. We know certain cases we had already of a carbon yoledes. You're allowed to bring, usually a carbon Chatas Behema, you're not allowed to bring Allah Safik. But a Chatas Ha'of, you can bring Allah Safik, you don't eat it. So the Tosefta in Zvachim says, Chatas Ha'of Habal Safik, Tekriva Bachutz, Chayev Aleha. Ashem Talui, Habal Asafik, Viva Bachutz, Chayevan Lev Chatas. Right, I'm sorry. Bachutz, Chayevan Lev Chashem, Ashem Talui. Right, if you're Chatas Ofa, Habal Asafik, so Shchut Echutz, you're Chayevan Ashem Talui on it. Ashem Talui Bachutz, you're Chayevan Chatas on it. That's the Tosefta. He says, Bechayev Roshi, Avabisha, Nireis Zara Be'enai, Himetukenes. And he gives a svar why you would be mechalik between an Asham Talui, a Chatas Oath that you did on Safek, that you would be chayav an Asham Talui for that, because it remains Safek. Masha'enki, an Asham Talui, Shachat Bachutz, you'd be chayav a Chatas for that. So that's the chiluk of the Tosefta. But he says, the Rambam, I don't understand it. You're putter? Totally. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand why the Ravid doesn't say that it's just based on our Gemara. Okay. Anyway, that's the Rashidah Rambam. He passes like the Chachamim here. Says the Gemara 4 lines up. Amar, Rav Arvu, Amar Rav, Chaticha Savik Shal Chelev Savik Shal Shuman, V'achala, 1 piece of kosher, not kosher fat. So Barna, the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer V'Chachamim. This is the Machlokas, right, we already had this already, but this is Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer V'Chachamim. But Rashi points out here, based on what we're about to say, it's not just Rabbi Lezer V'Chachamim that we had, it's Rabbi Lezer V'Chachamim later on. Which Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim are we talking about? Look at Rashi. Amar Rava, or Amar Rava, Afal Gav, like the 10th skinny line, Da Amil El Pater, Dibina Shtei Chatichos, even though we said before that according to Rav, he requires 2 chatichos, Lav Divrei HaKol Amri. Right, it's not all that all the sheets of the Tanam would agree to this. Dehar Rebbe Eliezer Mechayiv. Why? Which Rebbe are we talking about? Why did Rebbe Eliezer say one is good enough? Kiven to Amar de Misnadiv Adam Vechulu. There's a Mishnah later on where some Tanam hold Misnadiv Adam Ashton Tali B'chol Yom. even though we paskin that you're not allowed to be misnadiv an asham or a chatos, a carbon abal safik, there are some tanon that say you're allowed to be misnadiv an asham tali. We spoke about that back in Zvachim, the Asham Tali, carbon Asham itself, we had a daf be'inshi about this, might be more focused on the Gavra than on the Avera itself. And therefore, so we're focused on the Gavra, so therefore, you might have more flexibility. Chatas is Ba'al Chet, and therefore we have Chatos Mesos, right? They have to die. What about an Asham? What happens to a carbon Asham if the Asham was parallel to the Chatos Mesos? So it's a machlokas, but besides Rebbe Eliezer, right, what do the Rabbanan hold? They're Asham Roeh, right? Asham Tiditek L'Riyah. So there's a machlokas there. So Rebbe Eliezer holds that, on Daf Chafei, that a person can be Misadiv Asham Tali B'chol Yom. So if somebody can be Misadiv Asham Tali B'chol Yom, that seems like it's a weaker type of Chiyav. It's a more flexible Chiyav if you could give it every day. And therefore, it wouldn't be Chulin Bazara. That's their Chiddush. If you brought it, more flexible terms of its chiyuv according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore if you have chatich achas b'sheich chatichos, you'd be chayiv. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Rabbi Eliezer, my arya ki achla afil lo achla nami. According to Rabbi Eliezer, then even if you're not even sure if you ate it, afil lo achla nami. If you have chatich asave chedav v'achla, you ate it. Afil lo, even if you didn't eat anything, you can bring the carbon asham tali. So the Rabbi Elazar, oh, remember Sadavatam Asham Tali B'chol Yom. That's what the Mishnah says. So why did we have to say, on the case of Rav, where somebody ate something and he's not sure what he ate, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't even need to eat it. So why do you have to say, well, you ate it? So I'm Ravashi. Rabbi Elazar, Liba Zababa Ben Buta. Rabbi Elazar is like Baba Ben Buta. What does he say? The Mishnah says later on that Baba Ben Buta brought an Asham Tali every single day of the year. Except for right after Yom Kippur. He always wanted to bring one right after Yom Kippur, and they said, come on. Come on, you're not bringing one right now. At least wait till a little suffix occurs. So we know, as we had before, we had yesterday, 2 days ago, Yom Kippur takes the place of Asham Tali. And therefore, they said to him, Ela Omrim Lo Hamtein Ashitkanis Lebe Suffix. At least wait till a little suffix comes up. And therefore, maybe he holds of that. So therefore, here too, if you didn't eat anything, if you're not sure you didn't eat anything, so we're not going to say you should bring an Asham Tali in that circumstance. Even Rabbi Elazar is like Baba Ben Buta, who holds that you need a little suffix. If you know Vada, there was no Aveira, that you would not bring an Asham Tali. Interesting, this comes up Lamaisa in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about the mitzvah of saying Karbanis every morning. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read it from the Torah, actually. The Torah says it's good to say Parshas Karban every day. And when you finish Parshas Ola, say, Ribon Ha'olamim, Yirazom Ha'fadecha, Jechazeh, Chajah, B'kub, Ha'fadecha, Yirgrafti, Ola. And you should say that after you say the Karban Mincha, and the Karban Shlomim, and the Karban Asham. But after Tfilas Chatas, don't say Alefi She'ena Banadava. That is the Torah. Ask the Beis Yosef, and what about Asham? Asham is not Baba Nadava either. Klomer, Aval Asham, Avli Sheina Baba Nadava, Kivan Ditznan, Peperek Vav Dekrisa, Sir Belezer Ober, Besadav Adam Asham Tali Bechol Yom, Arbob and Buta, Kebab and Nadava Dami. It's Kebab and Nadava. We don't pass in that way. V'yafal got the Chachamim Pligi Alei, and even though the Chachamim argue, Kiva Tebab and Buta Havi Avid Ba'uvda, since he did it, so Shaper Dami. That's fascinating. What is the Beis Yosef saying? It's Lamdus. Because there's a Shita out there that says it, even though we don't pass in that way, it's good enough to say Ki'ilu. That's Lamdus. And then he says, V'asham Vadai, and then he says, maybe Asham Vadai is included where it says Chatas. Oh, you can't say it. Or the second, they have the Efshar, since all Ashamos are the same. It says one Asham is Baba Nadava, so too all the Ashamos. 2 days about whether the other Ashamos are included. That's a fascinating Beis Yosef right here in Orachayim Simin Aleph. And we go weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, second wide line, Hayu Lefanav Sheikh Hatichos, Achash Hashum V'Achash Ocheilev. Again, 2 pieces of meat, 2 pieces of fat, one of Shu, one of Chedev, Uba Yisrael V'Achlas Rishona. So let's just think about the cases going on. One Jew comes and eats the first one. So he's going to be chayav. That's going to be a regular case. But over kachavim v'achlas hashniya, and a non-Jew came and ate the second one. So what's the case? Chayav, he's chayav. Because at the time that the first one ate it, all three shitas fit in. V'chein kelev, v'chein orev. Also, if a dog or a raven eats the second piece of chelev, it's also good. Leyachas Kelav Lashona. That's the next Erev Pesach connection. Next, Ba'ovik Ochav Malchus Rishona. What if the Ovik Ochavim ate the first piece of meat? So then, Ba Yisrael Ochav Shniyah, and the Jew eats the second one, Pater. So the Tanakhama says, Pater. Maybe because, why? Maybe because it's not mitzvos when he ate it. Maybe because it's not Efshel Levar Yisuro. But Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi's Mechayev. Rashi says, because he doesn't eat two chatichos. You could also suggest because it's already Ikvi Yisuro. It's already Ikvi Yisuro. You know there was an Isser here. What about this case? What if he eats the first one b'shogeg? The second one b'mezid, chayiv, is going to be chayiv. Because when he ate the first one, Hashem Tali has brought b'shogeg. When he ate the first one, all conditions were met. The second one, who cares? So he did it b'mezid. Harishona b'mezid v'ashniyah b'shogeg. What about the other opposite case, though? If he ate the first one b'mezid, the shniyah b'shogeg, pater. The Tanakhama says pater, because when he ate the first one, it was b'mezid. Not chayiv, Hashem Tali b'mezid. And what does mezid mean? What does mezid mean, by the way? Rashi says, he knows it was a suffik, and he ate it anyway. That's what mezid means here. Wow. I might have thought that's an Hashem Tali also. So what? You did it by mezid, but you still was suffik. Rashi says, no. Hashem Tali is only brought when you have no idea that it might be Aser. That's Rashi sheet. Like, okay, you're not sure. That you didn't know that the wife was with the nida. You didn't know. It's that case. So Vashniya Bashogik Pater, so Pater, Rebbe again, Rebbe is Bechayev, because you don't need, right, the second case is only Chatichach, Vijay Chatichos, it's good enough according to Rebbe. Achal Shtein Bemezid, Pater Miklum. If both were Yibemezid, you're Pater, totally, because there's no Hashem Tali Bemezid. Shtein Bashogig, if they both were Yibemezid, Shnein Chayavin. They're both Chayev. Both Chayev. According to the Tanakhama, only the first one should be chayev. Why the second one? Vasheni lomen adin. It's not really meikar adin that the second one should be chayev because right he didn't have two and it was not actually levari suro. None of the svaras work anymore. Ella shemato mer pater. But the thing is, the point is, if you say if you only make the first one, bring it out the second one. What are you basically saying with your actions? Kavatet arishona bachatas. You're reflecting with your actions that the first one was a chat, right? You're saying only one of three are covered out the other one, so you're reflecting that you really think the first one. Even though you're giving a svara of why, but from to the outsider, it'll look like only the first one is chayiv, and therefore you should be bringing a chatas. But you're bringing the wrong animal. Chatas is female, Hashem is male, and the whole, right? It would be confusing. So Gemara says, Umanu, who is the author of this last line? E Rebbe min hadinu min hadinu. If it's Rebbe, he has to bring it, because Rebbe says you only need one. But according to the Rabbanon, because the first one was not kavua, because the first one is a nikva, and you shouldn't be bringing chatas. We're going to let the second guy bring a carbon just because it looks bad, even though meikar adin in halacha he shouldn't be bringing one because he is not chayiv. So how could we allow the second one to do that? So Amar Rav Ashi, Rebbe Eliezer, the last of Rebbe Eliezer, who you can say even without anything, you could bring it. We say to him anyway, do this. I see Hashem Tali Vasni, make a tanai. E achal rishon shuman. If the first one ate shuman, and this guy, the second one, who were dealing with did the aveira suachal chelam, therefore he's chayiv to bring it. So levi kapara, this should be his kapara. Ve'ilo lehevi nedava, and if not, it should be nedava. Period. So it's fine. Rebbe Lezer is the author of the brisa. Tana rabbanan, weiter fourth line. Achal safek chelav ve'nodalo safek chelav ve'nodalo. What about this case? Somebody eats safek chelav and noda, and it becomes known to him. It comes out to him that he ate Safik Chalev. Safik Chalev and Odalo. And what is the machla? What's the sheet? The Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani. So I haven't said this in a long time, but it appears twice on this Amud. So twice on an Amud, so we have to say it again. Right? Rebbe is the only opinion in Shas where we have this Lashon of Omer Ani. Rebbe Yosef Engel connects it to the last line in the last Mishnah in Sota, where the Mishnah in Sota tells us, Mishemes Rebbe Batzla Anava. When Rebbe died, humility was gone from the world. Humility was gone from the world. Why? Because Rebbe was tremendously, he wrote the Mishnah. Okay, we're not asking that kasha now. Maybe he didn't write those four words in the Mishnah. Like Rebbe Yeshua, like Moshe didn't write the last eight letters. So maybe Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi didn't write those last four words of the Mishnah. But you find Omer Ani, that Lashon only by Rebbe, and that's a Lashon of La'ani Daiti. That's the Tanaitic way of saying Laniyaz Daiti Omer Ani. This is the Beis HaOtzer. Rabbi Yosef Engel says this on page 93 in Beis HaOtzer. Keino Hayadako Shal Rebbe Lomar Dvarav Lashon Omer Ani. So he says, what does Omer Ani mean? So he says 2 points. It's Lashon of Anava. What do you mean Anava? So he says Api Kabbalah. V'hinei Havana Se'inyan Halashon Omer Ani Shahishagar Alashono Shal Rebbe Nirishu Derech Anava. And he quotes V'Kavana. What's the Kavana? It's not really me talking. It's just the ani inside of me that Hashem put in me. That's who's talking here. She'inenu omeres hadin v'hadabar derech hechlet. Rak omer oso beyichus el atzmo shelo. Nirekach. Ukederech sheregilin hayom lichtov melitzas nirlani as daiti. Keinu gamkein me'ein inyan zeh halashon omer ani. Uledimyon. He quotes, Hach mekidushin, Rabbi Omer, Omer ani arishon beskila. Hakavana she'inenu omer stamis hadin arishon beskila. V'asheni bechenek derech hechlet. Rak omer ani. You know, this is, in my humble opinion. Hine lefiyah mavur b'sifri, and then he quotes the Sifri Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, this is the Alpi Kabbalah, he quotes the Talmidei Abesh, ki derech anshei maila hagadolim, lehisbonein al kol diburayim umaseihem. The greats, the gadolim, think about all of their actions, she'enei medabrim va'osim b'koach atzmam. It's not they themselves doing it, kochi v'osim yati. Rakoach eloki asher bahem, u'bakal hanivraim. It's the koach eloki inside. Kitam v'atam machayet kulam. Hu oseh chayel adibur. V'chol ha'maisim. Kitam Hashem svasai tiftach. Like Hashem opens my lips. Ukinoda. Hine yitachin gamkin kazeh. Avanis lomar omer ani. Tiknim el tibur shalo hu b'chach maso betuna. So hu ha'omer v'hamasig shadinu kach v'kach v'koach eloki. Asher bo yashchina ha'kadosha ha'machayet kol ha'nevram v'chulu. And then he says at the end, of this piece, he says, "Vine kamoshlo nimse shkiris lashon." He says, "Maybe this is alluded to in Tehillim, because there's only one time in here. We've got to do the computer search, but he says the only one time that he's aware of in all of Tanakh where it says the lashon of Omer Ani, and that's a pasuk in Tehillim Memhe. Rachash libi davar tov. My heart thought of doing something good. Omer Ani, I said maasei lamelech." My actions are to the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue is like a zariz scribe. So Omer Ani says, this is a hint to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right, who comes from David HaMelech, right? What is this a hint to? He says, my heart, Omer Ani, that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And what does it say? My heart is going to be a scribe. This is the remez of writing down Torah Shebichsav. Right here, and this is what he says. And he says, Kavanasi, what's the Lashon? Ma'asai la'melech. It's all to Hashem, it's all the Shem Shemayim. I'm only doing this because Eis lasos l'Hashem if you're to Rasecha. But that's what he's saying here. That's the hint in the Pasuk. Lishoni, hayna ma'ashazorach li'yemar b'lashon b'lashon. Lishoni, the dvarm shebal peh, ani rotzeh l'takin she'inechle be'it sofer mahir, davar shebechler. He says, he even says, libi davar tov is sofei tevos rebi. And Lishoni is gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Whoa. Hare Ramos Hashem Rebbe Shekinu Chachamim V'gam Shmo Ha'atzmi Yehuda Hanasi Kenu Nikra Kambamim B'shas Gamkin Rebbe. Okay, that's Yosef Engel right there on Omer Ani. So we have two Omer Anis coming up on this Amud. So, says the Gemara, Safik no chelev achal safik chelev no dolo safik chelev no dolo Rebbe Omer ani kishem shevi chadas akol achas va'achas kach mevi ashem akol achas va'achas. If you have a yedia in between your eating, somebody eats safik chelev and they know about it in between, just like you'd bring a separate chatas if you knew about it in between. You have a yedia to break up the helems. So to the ashem talis Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Omerim no ein mevi ashem talui ela ashem talui achad echad shev ashe gosa ashe shagag. Even if you have a yadiyah in between, you only bring, right, if you ate Savi Chelev and Noda and Noda, you only bring one. Amar Bzeiris. Now we're going to have a machlokas. What did the first opinion mean? Just like you bring a chatas on each one, so too you bring an Hashem Tali on each one. What happened between your chiyuvim for chatas? Did you find out vadai? Or did you have a Safik yadiyah? Is a Safik Yediyah enough to break up for Chatas also? Or is it only enough to break up for Hashem Tali? That's the rest of the Amud. Amar Reb Zera, Kanshana Rebbe, Yediyas Safik Mechalkos L'Chatos. Reb Zera holds that Rebbe assumes, in the previous, we think Rebbe Shita is, that even Yediyas Safik, if I ate a piece of Chelav, and then I had a Safik, whether I ate a piece of one piece, and then I had a, oh, did I eat it or did I not eat it? And then the suffik yedio suffik could also break up for chatas. Rav Amar, no, ain't yedio suffik mechalkos lachatos. It cannot. Elahachik tani kishem shem haisalo yedio vaday maybe chatas lachalachas va'achas kachem haisalo yedio suffik maybe Hashem tali lachalachas va'achas. What he meant to say was just like yedio suffik could break up for Hashem tali, yedio vaday could break up for chatas. That's more parallel. Amalei Abayev at lo tizbra yedio suffik mechalkos lachatos. Abaye says no. What do you mean? You don't think that Yediyah Savik is enough? The Isaka died the Yediyah Savik in Machakas Achatos, Achata Achas maybe. If you don't think so, so am I maybe Hashem Talui Akalachas Achas? Why is it enough for Hashem Talui? For Tanya, we learned there's always an exact parallel. Klal Shodavar, Kol Shechalukin Bachatos, Chalukin Bashamos. No, says Abaye, I think they're exactly parallel. If, and you might have said respectively, but he's not saying, they say, no, that's the same thing. Just like Yediyah Savik could be Machalik for Hashem Talui, it's a good enough for Chatos, because they have to be parallel. Amale Rava Barchanam Abaya, one second. Ula didach da amri yediyah savik mechalkos lachatos. You say yediyah savik should be good enough. So what about this case? Ela mayata. Achal savik chelev lefnei yom ha-kipurim. V'kizayis chelev achar yom ha-kipurim. V'yom ha-kipurim b'makom Hashem talikoi. We know Yom Kippur. We've had already this mesechta. Yom Kippur takes the place of an Hashem the Gemara is assuming of a yediyah of an Hashem talui. Because it's savik. Yom Kippur I know is mechaper for everything beforehand. So you're going to tell me, Achanami de maybe shtei chatos? If Yom Kippur is mechaper for, you want to tell me, if somebody eats again, half kezias before and kezias after, it's enough. Sorry, I lost the place. But one after Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is in the middle, because Yom Kippur is enough to break it up. Hachinami de maybe shtei chatos? You're going to bring two chatos if it's all one helim? Ha behelim achas achalinun. It's all in one helim. So, if you're saying they're exactly parallel, Yom Kippur takes the place of a suffik yediyah suffik, and therefore we should say that Yom Kippur is mechalik for chatos also. And we never say that. If you don't find out about it until afterwards, it's all one. You eat one thing right before Yom Kippur, one after Yom Kippur, it's going to be one karbon. So I'm going to buy you 1 second. Uman lemalon de Yom Kippur mechaper al delom misyadalei. Demavu misyadalei. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper for items that averes that you know already that you did for chatas. The Gemara says, no, that's wrong. Amalei Rava, hoda v'lo hoda tznan. No, it's a deferish, hoda or lo hoda. Or Igad Amri, a similar version to what we just said. Amalei Rava, barchana labaya, ma'ilu achal kezayis chelev shachos b'yama kippurim. V'kezayis chelev b'mincha y'b'yama kippurim. What if he ate two kezesim on Yom Kippur? Hachanami de mechayev shtei chatos. You should be chayev two chatos because there's a break in between of a yediyah suffik. Armalei Abaye Oman Leimel on Yom Kippur. I'm called Shai the Machaper. Abaye says 1 second. Who says every second of Yom Kippur is Machaper? Dilma Kula Yom Meyorta. Maybe you have to have the whole night, the whole 24-hour period. The Gemara says no, that's wrong too. Armalei Tarda. Tarda either means fool or lazy one. Rashi has 2 days. Meaning, Tanya, Harishabali Yado Safik Aveir B'Yom Kippur, Mavilum Chashecha Pater, Shkola Yom Machaper. Yom Kippur is Machaper, even 1 second of the day. Period. Important, you know, let's just finish a little more and then we'll just finish with the Tosfos in a second. Masav Rebbe Dibar Avin. So what do we have here? We have a machlokes amoram. What did Rebbe mean? We brought in Yom Kippur as a parallel, but the question is, what did Rebbe mean in terms of the yediyah would be mechalek for chatos also? Is it a yediyah safek, like Hashem Tali, or even a yediyah zvadai? That's the issue. So now we're going to try to prove it again. If somebody eats and drinks in one helim on Yom Kippur, he's only chayev one chatos. 1 second. But it's impossible that he would never find out on Yom Kippur that he might have done an aver. Maybe he did find out. And the keeper lays Yom Kippurim. And that kapara takes the place of Hashem Tali, as we said. And he says, you only chayev one chatas, but 1 minute. You should be chayev two chatos. Again, if Hashem Tali takes the place, if Yediya Safik is enough. So Amri ki Amar Abzeira le Rebbe Harabanani. No, Rebbe Zeira, that Mishnah is only about, that's only Rabban and Shita. And he only said his Shita according to Rebbe, this Yediyah Safik being enough. The Gemara says 1 second, Rami de Sefer Rebbe, he Tiktani Shasat Sira Murias Pater Hachomets Chayev. The Mishnah says there, if somebody drinks fish brine on Yom Kippur's Pater, it's not edible. But if he drinks vinegar, Chayev, Umani Rebbe, who is that? Titania. Chomets Ein Meshav as a Nefesh. Vinegar does not restore the soul. Rebbe Omer Ani. He says another Omer, and he is Meshav Benefesh. Umi the Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Nami Rebbe. And if the Sefer is Rebbe, the Reisha also must be Rebbe. So it's Rebbe Shita there. So Gemara answers, Amri, Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Rabbanan, no problem. The beginning is the Sefer is Rebbe, and the Reisha is the Rabbanan. Again, major machlokas, the other Inuyim on Yom Kippur, are they Daraisa without Karis, or are they not Daraisa? Major machlokas at the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma. A little bit more, two more lines. Eisvei Rava, Achal Hayom, Achal Lama. Oh, stop there for a second. Let me just want to say the Tosfos first, and then we'll finish. Tosfos says, what was the case brought up by Abaya before? Hey, if you eat a piece of chalev in the morning of Yom Kippur, a piece of chalev in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, v'chulu v'chulu. Why do you have to talk about chalev on Yom Kippur? Even any mutter food on Yom Kippur is aser, chi of karis. What do you have to come up with chalev? Tosfos says, no, because eating chalev on Yom Kippur, if it's time something heter on Yom Kippur, that's koseves, that's not kezias, and we're talking about kezias. It's a bigger shear. But the Aruch Lener says, I have a better question. Maybe, and the Aruch Lener says this, it's unbelievable, and all the Echron discuss it, the Aruch Lener says, let's say somebody was sick and they had to break their fast on Yom Kippur. So they're not in a state of inui anymore. Maybe there's no reason for them to have to fast anymore. Because after all, once they're not in a state of inui, so then memela, there's no mitzvah anymore. You had a heter, so you're not fasting anymore, not fasting. And he says, that's why maybe Tosfos didn't give the answer. Because you ate one in the morning, once you ate one in the morning, so then you don't say the one in the afternoon. There's no hechi timsi, because there wouldn't be an Isra anymore. He says, I'm very scared about this chiddush, but it's the Aruch Lener right here. Krisis Yudches, that is an unbelievable shita that he has. The Achronim discuss it. The Achronim since the Aruch Lener, but that is his shita right here. Let's just do two more lines. Eisvei Rava, Achal Hayom, Achal Lamachar. Now we're moving out of Yom Kippur. Now we're moving to Me'ilah, moving away from Chela, moving to Me'ilah. Somebody eats something related to the Beis HaMikdash today and another piece tomorrow. Nana Yom Nana Lamachar, Achal Hayom Nana Lamachar, Nana Yom Achal Lamachar. Any type of combination. How do I know that by Me'ilah there is an extended Tzirif rule? And I could violate Me'ilah a little bit today, a little bit in 2 weeks from now, and they could be combined for the Isra Me'ilah. What do you mean? If Yom Kippur is in between, Yom Kippur is like Hashem Tali. Right? And therefore it's a suffix, and it should be Mechalik, and therefore how can you say it combines for Me'ilah? So Gemara answers, two answers. Amri, first answer is very important. Ki mechaper Yom Kippurim al Isura, al Mamona lo mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper for Isurim and not for Mamonis. And Me'ilah here is defined as Dine Mamonis. That we discussed in the past, that it's an Isra of Gezel at root. Vi bayasema, or second answer. Ki mechaper Yom Kippurim al Kule Shi'ura, al Palga de Shi'ura lo mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper on Isurim that you did completely, not on Chatzi Shir, which is always fine. Why shouldn't Me'ilah be the, why shouldn't Yom Kippur be mechaper on a Chatzi Shir? It's not an Avera yet, that's what most Achronim assume. It's too low under the radar. It's only Mechaper for what you did already. Chatzi Shir, as we know, the Isser part of the Svari is Efshel Sarufe after Yom Kippur. So it's going to be under the radar, Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper for it because it's too not much, it's not serious enough of an Isser, and therefore it wouldn't be Mechaper. Again, you can look in the Emek Bracha, talks about this in Yom Kippur, page Kuf Chav Tes, and the Aruch Lener here also. But these last two lines, again, we spent a lot of time on, we ran out of time, but there's the Isser of Me'ilah, and the Isser of Me'ilah being defined as Mamonis, and Yom Kippur not being Mechaper on Chatzi Shir, those are two very important Isserim. Okay, we'll stop here. The next three lines were just similar to Reuchon Reish Lakish having the same Machlokas before that Reb Zeir had with Abaya, but we'll have to stop. Hashem, we'll continue again on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, we'll have the daf. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aaron, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site. Esther Masha Bat Aaron, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site. We thank the sponsorship. And everybody should have a Chag Sameach, and we should be zochet to be doing the daf in Yerushalayim.